I'm rearing worms now. Like, I'm breeding worms.
Cool.
Yeah. I've just started, and I'm going to tell you this, not good at it. I'm killing worms at an alarming rate.
Yeah.
However, the worms are supposed to die anyway because they're going to be fed to the dragon. So it's kind of like oh no, this worm's dead. Hey, lizard, are you hungry? And she's like, yeah, dude. And then she eats them and she's like, nom, 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 nom. But I'm trying to like get them to like have sex. And I don't understand how worm sexology works yet. So I'm trying to do
that. Yeah. Like, do you put some of the worms in little bikinis to try to.
I'm making them really sexy.
Yeah, to make them really sexy.
Making little sexy worms. Yeah. I'm taking a lot of the worms to the gym to like get buff so that they can alert other worms.
Yeah.
I've had a bunch of singles mixes, but they don't care about it.
Well,
they're like, none of them are looking
to date. And also because the red pill community in the worms
is massive. Worm Andrew Tate is heinous, and I can't get it off of these teenage worms' phones. It sucks. It's really
take
it's
the
an
phones
epidemic.
Away. If you take the phones away, I bet they'll start fucking again.
No, I've tried, but it's like the thing is because worms are so small, their technology just increases at a rapid rate.
Oh, so it's like it's not like you can't get away because you can't find them.
I can't find. Well, it's like they start. You know, I take away their phones and then I go away for like 24 hours and I come back and I'm like, you guys are flying cars now. Oh my god, you have holo phones. I don't know how to do with this. I got worms neuro linked up. It's crazy. I can't get a handle on the society of these worms. I think I'm gonna elect a worm president. So they can like rule over all the worms. And the worms will vote for the worm president is what I'm hoping
for. But then are you going to make sure that worm president has a pro-sex like
pro-sex
propaganda
agenda.
Platform to like help?
Well, that's the hope.
Increase the breeding.
Else I'm going to do a worm John Wilkes Booth and I'm going to worm assassinate the worm president. So I do kind of hope. Yeah. Or
Good.
A worm Lee Harvey Oswald. I'm gonna get
Fantastic.
Those worms. I'm gonna get those worms in a little Hot Wheels car, and I'm gonna drive them around the corner, and I'm gonna.
And you're gonna. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm trying to think about. I've also lost the mustache, as you can tell.
I know, that's really disappointing. Since. Why did that happen?
Because sometimes you just need a change.
Okay.
I had it for a while and I was like, okay, I've had my fill of this. I'm gonna change it a little bit. I did like it.
I loved it.
I know you did. And I'm gonna be honest, when I was like, I think I'm gonna shave, I was like, Dylan's gonna be really upset that I'm shaving the mustache.
I'm not really upset because I'm not insane.
When we joined the call, you were crying for at least 5 minutes. That's okay. It's okay. We can tell everyone that.
I'm a normal amount of upset about it. I just think you're sexier with the mustache, which is obviously
and you know what?
Very important to me.
Yeah, and that's why I got rid of it, partly because we can't have this change.
We can't have this tension between us. It's just It's upsetting the neighbors.
It's making the business relationship go weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting a lot of tension there.
It's really unfortunate.
Anyway, so I got rid of the mustache. I'm sure it'll come back in a big way, but sometimes I also need a haircut like crazy. Look how long my hair is getting.
It is getting long in the back. I also need a haircut, but I don't want to...
If I brought back the mustache and then I went to the barbers and got a mullet, do you think you would be just uncontrollable with lust around me?
I would be trying to advertise your services on the street corners. I would be like the world's most handsome guy. Name your price. Start the bidding.
Name your price. Is there like a minimum bid or is it just start at nothing?
Well, I just want to see where people start because it's going to be high. People are going to be like, people are going to start with a band and work their way up and it's going to go fast.
Okay.
I'll tell Hell you yeah. what.
And how much are we talking? Are we talking like 30, 70? Because you're
like
doing
the split?
Yeah.
I'm keeping it all. it's all mine.
I don't get, okay, I just want to be, I don't get anything from this.
You get the pleasure of my company. You get.
I get that anyway. I get that without doing all this.
I mean, it's not guaranteed, though. You got to start earning your, I do. Yeah, earning your stay around here.
My keep. I'm start earning my keep. If I don't have a mustache and if I don't have a mullet, then it's like I'm just hemorrhaging good faith right now.
Yeah. And really, for me, it's like, no, if you don't decide to do that, things will be fine. If you do that, though, it's sort of like, what, we're going to squander this technology? We're not going to capitalize on this? On this new advancement.
So the problem is if I got a mullet and I got a mustache, then from that point on, it's like if I was to ever return to the normalcy, you would abandon me. So I kind of
can
never hit
you,
that
but,
line.
But we would luckily have saved our funds from
whoring me out.
From whoring you out. Yeah, and then we would be fine for a while. We built a little nest egg. See, that's why I'm sure. In charge of the money. It's really for both of us.
I'm really, you know what? Sharks, I'm
sharks?
In. I think I'm in. Yeah.
Sharks, I'm in is really funny. Like sharks.
Sharks, I'm in.
Let's do this.
I'll let you invest within me.
I'll let you in, sharks.
For 40% of my company, you can haul me out. For 40% of my body, which is the mustache and the mullet.
Yeah, that's about 40%.
That's about 40%. Because it's the face. I think the face makes up about 60% of the body.
Yes. Yeah. Mathematically, 70. That is how it works.
70% of the body, I think.
The face is 70% of the body, of which facial hair is 75%.
75%
of
the 70. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. So... Everyone in chat, just like do that math for us. Dylan, do that math for us.
I will not. No,
not you.
I think
not
I've,
you.
I
we
think
know
I've...
what Dylan I'm talking about when I say do maths.
I was like, no. Yeah, you're right. Dylan, do the math.
What's 75% of 70%?
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. And that's how much the mustache makes up of the body.
Yeah.
And then we'll be able to
and then
know.
We'll work it from there. Dylan, what are we doing here?
I am Dylan, and I've never played a Fallout game before.
Hello, my name is Robin. I play the Fallout franchise 100 million times, but I have not played the Lonesome Road DLC before.
Oh, right. I forgot that part. Oh,
yeah.
My God. I forgot that part.
This
okay.
is the first time I've been doing it.
I'm okay. So now, oh, my curiosity is so much
And this is Dorkspawn. This is where
bigger.
We play video games like a book club.
This
we
is
are doing
Dorkspawn.
Fallout New Vegas, the Lonesome yep. Road DLC.
Mm-hmm.
So can I, what are your thoughts on this?
All right. I have a couple of big thoughts.
Yeah.
So first thought, nothing can live up to Old World Blues. It is just simply, and I'll tell you what, it is sad that nothing can really, we can never go back. nothing could be as perfect as that. Okay. Second thought though, this is also very lore heavy.
Extremely
in a way that is,
so.
In a way that is not bad, is a little.
It's a hard buy-in.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. It's sort of like I was interested in everything that was being said to me, but then when I like sat back to think about it, I was still like, wait, so why? I like
so,
You know, like I kind of had a little bit.
This is my genuinely interesting take. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like this. I didn't like, I love Fallout New Vegas, one of my favorite games of all time. I didn't like this DLC until I watched a video essay on what the fuck the DLC was about. Because,
sure.
Listen, I think Courier 6, Ulysses, is so interesting. He's the lead villain, or the lead character in this. That guy speaks in prose in a way that I was like, just fucking tell me what you're talking about.
Just
stop
say what
trying
you're
to be
saying.
Mysterious, because I can't pass your information, and it's actually pissing me off a little bit.
Yeah, but I also okay. So my third big overarching thing of this is that it seems like this would be, if you don't play the DLCs in the order that we did.
Yeah.
Like, this feels insane. You
so
know,
there's
like,
an interesting,
I feel...
There's an interesting thing where whilst I was looking literally for someone to explain to me what the fuck happened, and then I was on the wiki also reading a bunch of stuff of all the events that happened, someone was like, you should play this and then play Dead Money. Which I think is crazy.
That's
wrong. But apparently there's a lot of shit. So I agree with you. Apparently there is a lot of dialogue if you've done any of the DLC before the other DLC. There's conversations you can have with people about previous events. And specifically Dead Money, if you do The Lonesome Road, and then you do Dead Money, there's a lot of conversations you can have. I don't know why what the person's argument was. I do still disagree. I think Dead Money is the best starting place.
Yeah.
Maybe Honest Hearts. But
yeah. Maybe but I just think that, like, okay. So you know what? Let's back up, let's start and rewind a little bit. So you get an invitation
just to meet.
To
basically.
Meet. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you go down into this bunker, and first of all, big twist. This is a DLC where you enter a unique area and you can keep your gear with you. You cannot keep your companions with you. But, weirdly enough, you can, like, leave it and come back.
Unlike all of the, not all of the others. Old World Blues, you can also do that, but unlike the most of
you
the
can.
Others.
You can? Oh, it didn't even occur to me.
Yeah, you get a weapon. You get the transpondulator. Because the sink is just your base. You can just go back and forth whenever you want. And then just finish up missions in the sink, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
You can just leave. Actually, unlike Old World Blues, in this one, you can leave whenever you want rather than only leave when you finish. Because Old World Blues, you can only leave the DLC area when you finish the DLC. In The Lonesome Road,
you can
literally turn around and walk around at any point. That's
and
true.
You can come right back and, like, pick up back where you left off, which is crazy cool. Mm. Okay, so then there's that.
This DLC is also hard as fuck.
Hard.
It's crazy. And a thing which I do enjoy is when you're entering, it says if The Lonesome Road gets too difficult, you can turn around and walk back at any point, which I do like. Because this truly is the hardest that this game is, kind of full stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Surprise, though, because you can't take any of your companions with you.
No.
But very early on, you find
an iBot unit called Edie, though, called Eddie.
Called Eddie.
And I...
But it is Edie.
It is Edie.
It's
an iBot unit. It's not Edie, but it is an iBot unit. But all of your all of the so you can also, as you're walking around the Lonesome Road, or not the Lonesome Road, sorry, as you're walking around the Divide, which is what this place is called, you can find upgrades to Eddie that transfer over to Edie as well.
Yes, they're connected counterparts, and they are like this Eddie knows you. Like, it's like instantly like, yeah. No,
I don't think so. They just. Oh, I don't think they know you.
I think they're just
following you. I mean, I might be wrong. Again, this is both of our first time playing it.
Yeah. Regardless, the thing that I do know is that they are like counterparts, and that they share like information and tech. With each other somehow,
because they're the same. They're the same robot, basically. So all upgrades that are in one can go to the other immediately.
Yeah.
But
Eddie has been trapped, and so you like kind of release Eddie, and then Eddie does so much of the work for you. For the next little bit of like, basically like unlocking the parts of this bunker and opening the pathway to get to the Divide. Because the beginning of this, you're not at the Divide yet. You have to like go and travel to the Divide. And so Eddie helps you to get there. As you are getting help from Eddie to do all these things, you are occasionally getting like these little like messages like we do with Edie all the time. And some of them are like recordings from Eddie's past. And some of them are like direct transmissions to us, the courier, from Ulysses. And so we hear about Eddie. And I think, like, I don't know. I guess maybe my interpretation of this was a little bit off, but it seems like we were getting like the history of like Eddie's creators and like the scientists that made Eddie and maybe Edie also. I don't know. But there are these two scientists.
It's both of them, because it's so the Enclave are the people who create these iBot units. It is both of them, but one scientist got particularly attached to Eddie specifically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So there's the two scientists, one who is like super cruel to Eddie and is like putting Eddie through experiments that actually hurt it. All for like science and upgrades and whatnot. And then the other scientist is like legitimately close to Eddie, to the point where if you talk about him, Eddie gets emotional and makes little sad beeps.
Yeah. They do another thing that they do in Old World Blues with 8, where Eddie will talk to you in beeps and you know what it said through your responses. So it's like, it'll be like, beep, boop, boop. And it's like, yeah, I mean, you were clearly both very close. And it'd be like, beep, boop, beep. And it's like, I agree with your thoughts on this matter and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Very Star Wars talking to the droids.
Very. And we love that. And so when Eddie gets us through and out to the Divide is this, like... this like area between canyons that has been like destroyed, and there are like storms and like there's all kinds of like environmental disasters kind of like happening simultaneously
storms
around this place.
Created. See, this is why this is the last DLC, because it is so Hopeville, which is kind of the big area of the Divide. Hopeville was a pre-war settlement that was built on top of a series of nuclear silos. Everyone who lives there is like, it's like a perfect idyllic American town, but everyone who lives there is also like a government operative who, although life is great, are there to defend all of these nuclear silos. War goes off. They nukes go off, kill residents. 200 years later, you are traveling through the divide. You, as in the courier before the game Fallout New Vegas.
Oh, right. Yes. Okay. So we're getting into courier backstory. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
it's kind of why.
Because this is our backstory and Ulysses.
And
who
Ulysses.
Is the, yeah. Ulysses is the other courier we keep
the
hearing
other
about.
Courier.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
The other courier this entire time is Ulysses. Yeah.
Perfect. I was pretty sure I knew that, but I.
Yeah. But this DLC is very vague on. It is very vague in how it like presents itself. But anyway, so Hopeville was this thing. War happened. Residents all died. Then you find the divide as a quick way through the Mojave. So you, even though it's very dangerous, you travel through post-war, the events of Fallout New Vegas. You are traveling through constantly because you're a fantastic courier. In doing so, people begin to go to Hopeville
and
reestablish
settle.
And settle it because you keep traveling through it. And then because you keep traveling through it, you are able to then end up trading supplies with them. And it's like this perfect, like, safe house area. It starts getting built up really big, much like Shady Sands, which is mentioned in this DLC. Shady Sands is a place that is in Fallout 1 as like this ramshackle tiny town. In Fallout 2, it booms to this giant actual city. All the way into the Fallout TV show, Shady Sands exists. It's a very big, it's like the city, until it is, spoilers for the first season of the TV show, I guess, until it is destroyed. It's bombed in the Fallout TV show. The town is like this perfect town. It ends up like growing and growing and growing because of the courier and the courier's influence. Even though the courier is never directly doing anything, the very fact that they are trading with the town is making it kind of boom.
Bringing like commerce to an otherwise to like here. Stable and safe place. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Ulysses, a man who has who is joined the Legion and is now at this moment in his life trying to get away from the Legion, finds Hopeville because of this other because of you,
because
he's also
a
courier.
He's
a stalker.
Frankly, he's a little bit of a stalker.
He's a little bit of a stalker.
Because this is not the end of that.
No. He finds Hopeville and then ends up making a brand new life for himself, getting away from the Legion, getting away from all of this. There's this like parallel between the two couriers, you and Ulysses, of you have walked the west of America and he walks the east of America, being couriers. He hears about the divide. He hears about Hopeville. He travels all the way. He starts a new life for himself. Then the NCR finds out about Hopeville. They move in. And because of the way that the NCR is settled, they kind of strangle a lot of the life out of Hopeville through forcing them into regulations, forcing them into laws, forcing them to join the NCR. Then, seeing that the NCR is there, the Legion then comes in to kill the NCR. In the war between the two of them, they end up setting off the nukes that are underneath Hopeville, destroying it, creating the divide. And then because of Old World Blues and the think tank creating weather systems, like being able to like create weather, it exacerbates the radiation storms that have started in the bombs, and it creates this like extremely harsh and deadly, like, sandstorm cover, not covering it, but just in it.
And, like, kind which, of all over the yeah. place, yeah. Yeah.
Which makes the NCR and the Legion, who are still who managed to survive, turns them into a type of ghoul called a marked man, which yeah. is a kind of crazed but generally autonomous ghoul, where their skin has been flayed off by the wind, and they like are like a gang that is there. Yeah. They do not speak to you. I mean, I'm sure they can communicate in some way, but they are there to kill every single person who is not a marked man, is basically what
yeah
the kind of general story of Hopeville.
But the but Ulysses courier six mm-hmm. yeah
even though technically you're courier six, but it has been but right. he is just referenced as the other courier,
right?
So he was originally hired to be there's a whole so we'll
there's
I'll
a whole...
I'll explain Ulysses' like whole story when we get more to it, I guess.
Right. Well, because you mentioned like they set off the nukes in this place. And so yeah. the thing is, and I don't know. I mean, I feel like, okay, to be honest, gameplay of this was tough, but kind of uninteresting. Like the it was just like fighting
it's
like
you walk
these
down
marked men and death
and
claws
you,
and yeah. like stuff like that. The interesting parts were all the messages you were hearing through Eddie and the conversations with Ulysses. Yeah. And so Ulysses stalked you, the courier. Can more after finding
because
a place to settle.
Ulysses is the only survivor of the Hopeville nukes and the creation of the divide. He's the only person who's not infected, or like he's the only person who doesn't become a ghoul, and then seeks out because he believes because you technically
right. He thinks we're at fault because he was. So the thing is, he was already stalking us because he followed us and found. And found out that we were delivering a package that contained the nuclear codes.
The platinum
like the
chip.
Detonation codes.
Mm.
So he already had a weird thing about us. And then because of that, he blames us in a weird way. Or, like, but the way that it's, like, kind of brought to us is that, like, he feels like he needs to show us how, like, much delivering a package can change about the world
it's
something
whole,
fucking stupid.
This DLC is about the impact of one person, regardless
yes.
of whether or not they are aware of what their impact is doing.
Yes, and that's clear, yeah.
And it's kind of, it's mirrored in the, because the destruction of the Divide, which is pre the story of, the destruction of Hopeville, is pre
yes.
the story of New Vegas. Ulysses thinking you are just like being like, well, you're the reason this happened because you are the courier. You keep delivering things here, that so you led the NCR here, which led the Legion here, which ended up destroying this place. You gave hope to the world and then destroyed it because of just what you're doing, wandering the waste.
Right.
When the platinum chip was going to... when the platinum chip job opened, Ulysses was hired,
right,
saw
was
your
first.
Name on the list and was like, I'm going to put your name down so you die.
Yes.
Because... he knew it was an impossible. It was like incredibly difficult job. I mean,
and
every
like,
single courier was executed.
Some.
You also
yeah.
were, but were fine. So he was like, "No, give it to this person. Not, I don't want it."
yeah,
yeah. Which then, on hearing that you survived, led him to. So he was already, so, oh God, okay.
No, I know, so, that is how this.
It's a little bit. It really is, because it's like Ulysses is in the entirety of Fallout New Vegas, because the theme of this is the impact one person can do. It's what one man can do, but it's what one person can do. Because he believes that you, in your minor actions, because you never intended to rebuild Hopeville. Mm-hmm. You never intended to have it
right.
be found by the NCR. You never intended to have it be found by the Legion. But you living your life actually
led to these things happening.
Led to all these things happening.
Yeah.
And in the same theme, Ulysses is the reason every single event of Fallout New Vegas has happened.
Oh, right. Yes.
Through his minor interactions with, like, he went to Big Mountain in this, like, search for you, ended up finding Father Elijah, telling him about the like, right. connective bombs.
Yeah.
Saved Christine, told her where Father Elijah was, which then ended up made all of the Sierra Madre happen. He did something in Big Mountain which led you to be the person to join Big Mountain. He also created the White Legs, but he didn't mean to create the White Legs in Honest Hearts. He was a new Kanan tribesman called the Twisted Braids.
Right.
And there's an interesting thing which I don't have really the knowledge to speak on, but there is a whole thing with the fact that he is a black man with dreadlocks, and that is actually an important part of his story, because there's this whole thing of there's a bunch of people in New like in the Honest Hearts DLC who were fascinated by his dreadlocks, and they copied him, which made him ashamed of the fact that they were copying him, because he was like, well, this is my culture and my people and you're taking it. And then he like left there, and then that ended up creating the White Legs, which is the reason why the Honest Hearts DLC happens. There's a whole lot of like, he thinks that you're the reason everything started, which is true, but then also he's the reason why all the DLC is
right.
happening.
He's also like, yeah, he's also responsible. And it's like, it felt a little bit, I felt like maybe they were trying to say that Ulysses was like, if the courier failed, like, just about everything. Or like,
oh, I don't know about that.
No,
I don't. I feel like it's just like it's another part of one single person has so much impact on the world just
well,
by
that. I agree with that. That definitely came across for yeah. sure. But I also felt like this man had like every possible like tragic ending to like all sure. the things that he encountered and that he loved, and he didn't succeed at anything. Like he was there at, oh my God, the name of
the Battle of the Hoover Dam.
That, but also I was thinking about the researchers at in Honest Hearts.
God, the researchers at Honest Hearts,
and the no, sorry, not Honest Hearts. Sorry, Old World.
The Big Mountain. Sure, the think tank.
The think tank, that's what they're called.
Yeah.
So he was there with the think tank, but he, like, didn't fix anything there and he just left. Like, you know, like, he didn't succeed or follow through on any of these things that you've been now, like, going through and either
doing.
Cleaning up or making much worse, depending on your, you know, actions and choices. But like that yeah, he yeah. kind of has just been in all these places, but he hasn't done any, like he hasn't finished anything.
Got
her. Here we go.
Oh my God, he threw
here
he
we
threw
go!
The chair. He threw the chair.
And now he's getting it back all because right. he's gonna have to sit.
We are in Casey's home. That was Casey's actual chair.
You look out of the window and you see a Toyota Previa upside down on fire.
Oh, oh my God. Oh.
But it's not nearby any trees or anything, so it's fine.
On fire.
It's fine. It's not fine. Oh, hey, GM. Jesus Christ, that's my fucking car.
Dynamite headbutt.
He screams as he headbutts this man.
Honestly, his left jaundiced eyeball pops out of his head.
Oh, and if you were to take a picture the second their two heads were touching, it might have been an intimate, tender scene between friends or lovers. But if you were to take a picture at any other second, yeah, it is just absolutely horrifying.
For some men, violence is a form of intimacy, which is so sad.
That is
maybe
so
for
sad.
This man. But anyway. Boom! Smashed in the head!
Bodhi has a pocket full of, like, one oversized precious moment angel that has a real strange face.
Oh, I thought that was your dick.
Oh! It was his dick. There's a hole in his pocket and his penis, which does resemble a precious moment angel with a strange face.
Oh, it's a strange face, but it actually looks like a pretty normal penis head.
And that's what we call facts.
He looks back and he says one last threatening phrase, pointing to the bar.
I'm gonna... And Violet shoots him in the head.
You see this guy's ear get blown off, flying off his head.
Ah! Bye-bye.
And then at this point, Scratch pops up like a mummy.
Ah, mummy! Headbutt! Dynamite headbutt!
Something is rising, piecing itself together from the bodies and viscera around it. Its black wings spread, and it looks back at you with red, wet eyes.
Got her.
I will die on the hill that using music and ambience to set the scene is the best way to get your TTRPG players immersed in your game. But a lot of the times, I found it incredibly hard to juggle GMing and switching music in the moment. That was until Pocket Bard came along. Pocket Bard is a free, easy-to-download app that comes with ready-to-use scenes, ambiences, and a beautiful intensity slider. So when the mood changes on the fly, so can you. And now, Pocket Bard has come from your pocket to the PC with the launch of their desktop app. And with free RPG Day around the corner, what a fantastic time to get your group together, no matter where they are, and play some new games with the help of Pocket Bard. Download it today directly from the Pocket Bard website and enjoy prepping less and playing more.
And so... he wants to bring you here to clearly, like we said, to show you like the impact
he keeps, man can have. And he keeps trying to passively kill you. It's a big thing. Like, he signs you up for the thing. I think he has a part in the... I mean, he obviously has a giant part in the Sierra Madre, but I think he has a part of getting you to do it or, like, get you captured, but I might be wrong there. Anyway, he's now decided, oh, well, there's no way... that he's going to passively die because the Legion have a big rule. You don't kill couriers because couriers send messages and that's how you grow. And he is a very big Legion guy. Ulysses is a big, big Legion fan, but he's like, I can't kill a courier because that's against the rules, but right. Is now like, fuck it. I have to. So is bringing you here to have like the showdown of the couriers.
Right. And part of that is he wants to also show you, like, how much damage a nuke can do, because he kind of blames you for the nukes that destroyed this place. So.
It is a weird one. I'm not 100% on why he wants to send a nuke.
I also am not. This is what I picked up on, but I'm going to be honest. Motives
I know
felt
that he's,
a little unclear.
Yeah, he's sending the nukes because he is like, so he this whole time is talking about the battle between the bear and the bull. The bear being the NCR, the bull being the Legion.
Yeah.
And how neither of them, like, he thinks the Legion should be better and used to be better, but is now like that neither of them are good enough to lead. And so he's like, I'm just gonna reset everything to zero. The same way that Hopeville was reset, I'm gonna do the same to the Legion and the NCR by nuking both of them, both of the big heads. But to do this, he needs Eddie. because Eddie has Enclave coordinates to start nukes, because the Enclave is like, is the American government, like, yeah, pre-war American government turned into the Enclave. And that's the way that they need to start the thing.
Can I clarify something with you?
Yes.
This was also, this one might be stupid, because I think this one probably was more clear than I picked up on. But when he says he's going to destroy with these nukes, he's going to destroy the NCR and the Legion, did he mean like the NCR and Legion that we know, like out in New Vegas? Or did he mean like the fucking like freaked versions of them that just live?
No, he means like the actual NCR.
He did. Okay.
Because he, as far as he's concerned, and also basically as far as the game is, the ones in the divide are now masked men. They
right, they're
no
not. Okay.
NCR Legion.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is what I thought, but I was a little worried that I misinterpreted that, and then I would have been upset with my...
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So...
So this DLC is genuinely, I know it feels like we've just kind of skipped a bunch of stuff, but genuinely this DLC is, you start the Lonesome Road, you are going to meet Ulysses, you find Eddie, you do a bit of like a little sequence combat, and then Ulysses speaks to you, and then you do a sequence combat, and then Ulysses speaks to you.
That's exactly what's happening this whole time.
To the Ulysses Temple is what it's called, which is... it's like all of the undetonated nukes in the divide, and he's like, I'm going to send them to both of them and destroy both of them.
Yeah.
And then it's like your confrontation. Go on.
Yeah. At a certain point, in one of the many like conversations, because like you said, it's like we're having these conversations with Ulysses. Sometimes we're having these like audio snippets where we're hearing more of Eddie's backstory. In one of the conversations that we have with Eddie about their backstory, Eddie gets upset and scared, I think, and like zips off.
That is because Ulysses takes him over.
Oh, I thought he literally got upset because we were like just talking about like the threat
about his past and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
No, so Ulysses needs you or wants you to free Eddie and then take Eddie to
radius
where Ulysses can kidnap him.
And use his parts and stuff like that. Okay,
yeah, to
see, I thought
open
that
up the nuke codes.
Eddie got scared by that conversation and ran off and then got captured.
It was that Ulysses took him over and was able to control him.
Okay, because then you like work your way more in towards Ulysses, hideaway or whatever. And then you find Eddie in a similar like trap that he was in earlier. Having been captured by Ulysses and taken over. And so then you have to free Eddie. Or I don't know. Do you have to? I did, obviously. But I don't know.
You don't have to. No.
You don't have to.
If you don't, it like... It makes... It like sets
it limits
a specific
your choices.
Ended. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Mm. Because... when you get into your like actual confrontation with Ulysses, when you meet him in person for realsies, he's like gonna blow everything up, and he's got
nukes all ready to go, baby.
He's got everything ready to go. He's got the sequence filed up, and he's freaking out at you. And I was able to talk to him and be like, I used speech for sure, and I was like, you have to calm down. Like,
yeah.
This is not proving anything, A, and it's not helping. Which is interesting, because I was, like, talking him down, and that was apparently successful.
Oh, good.
However, he's like, I guess you're right. And then it's like, yeah, but I can't do anything to stop these nukes now.
Yeah, so they're like hard-coded in. That's actually fascinating. That's fun. We did the same thing. We were able to talk him out of it.
Really?
So a thing which I do think that this DLC is really cool about this DLC is, so each of the DLCs, there are specific skills that help you along. Big Mountain, it's science, obviously.
Yeah.
Sierra Madre, it's repair and survival skills. It's also survival in Honest Hearts. But in this, there's no skill-based checks. It is faction-based. So it is what faction you are a part of comes up with unique dialogue choices throughout this. And because I'm a Legion boy, I had a lot of things to talk to him about because he's also a Legionnaire. So the first time you start bringing it up, he doesn't believe you. But then the more you do it, he's like, the way you talk, I know that you are like true to the Legion. But is still like, yeah, but the Legion is like losing its way. And then specifically in my case is losing its way because Caesar is dead. Sorry, because Kaiser is dead.
Kaiser, right. Yes.
Kaiser is
in
dead.
In this DLC,
Not necessarily in this DLC, but specifically to Ulysses because he's pro Caesar's Legion. And everyone who is pro Caesar's Legion calls him Kaiser and not Caesar.
Right.
So because he's dead, his second in command is so feral and like straight up like no morals evil, even though he does follow the Legion. Ulysses is like, you have fucked it for everyone still. Like the Legion will now just become what everyone believes the Legion is, even though what everyone believes the Legion is what the Legion is.
Yeah.
But then I ended up using some Legion checks in this final conversation. And also a thing which I do really like, getting him on your side there is no like specific like dialogue, like skill checks you have to pass. You have to read what you're saying and then think about how that response is gonna help or hinder you. And then
I had a speech check though.
Oh,
I had
fun.
A speech check. For in this, and now that you mention it, I think this was like the only time that I had a
proper speech check thing. Oh, I might have also had one. I might be talking out my ass.
So we calm him down, but the bombs are still going to go off.
The bombs are still going to go off. And unless you have ED, you can't stop them going off.
Right. But, okay. Eddie. So, we both had Eddie. Did you freeze?
Yep. Yeah, I had Eddie.
Okay. So we both had Eddie, which means that we both had... So, the options as we realize that the place is still melting down and that the nukes are going to go off. You talk to Eddie, and Eddie volunteers to sacrifice himself to short out the nukes and prevent them from going off at all.
Yeah.
You have the option to fight with him about that and convince him that you're going to do it a different way and that you're going to redirect the bombs.
So normally you have to choose where you're going to nuke. You can only stop the nukes if you get Eddie to sacrifice himself.
So with Eddie, you could have Eddie sacrifice himself and stop the bombs entirely. Or you could redirect the bombs to only hit the Legion, or redirect the bombs to only hit the NCR.
Or you can leave them as is and have them hit both the NCR
and have them
and
hit both.
Legion.
Right, that's true too.
Yeah.
I found overall I wasn't like totally riveted by this DLC overall. I did have a fucking difficult time with this decision.
I think this final sequence is really great. Yes. I really like meeting him and talking to him. The problem with this DLC is I like Ulysses' story so much. and I really like how it relates to the courier. I don't think it's delivered in a way that is...
It's lacking.
I don't think it's well delivered because I think Ulysses' dialogue is too floaty to be, like, clear as to, like, what he means.
Yeah.
Because I spent half the DLC thinking that I did make a settlement. Like I made it and I was the leader of the settlement and then I destroyed it. And I was like,
confused about that.
I was like, so we do have a whole backstory that we forgot because we were shot in the head. What is that? And then only on, I think maybe the last bit or maybe just reading up on it, I was like, oh, it's because I'm a courier. It was made. I didn't actually make it.
Right.
But he considered, but it's also, it's like, I get why he says that because he does consider you building it. Because it's only there because you exist.
Right.
I do like his politics. I like the theming of this DLC. I like all of the ideas it presents. I like the, like, one person's impact on history and him saying it's only you and your impact on history is dangerous, but then he has been this shadow over every storyline because of his impact, and it's like, no, it's just people and people's impact on history and the world and all this stuff.
And you're,
I think,
just
that that's fascinating.
With me is the thing.
You're fucking obsessed with me.
He's obsessed with us.
He is obsessed. So what did you end up doing?
Okay. So painstakingly, because, all right, obviously, there were only two choices for me because... how, you know, I the NCR I'm not a fan of, but, like, if I was going to do anything, I would be redirecting the bomb to the Legion, who I loathe. I hate both in character as my courier and me, Dylan. I fucking hate them. They're like
the evil
99% of the reason why this game has been tough for me. between stopping the bombs entirely or redirecting them to the Legion is where I got stuck for a good while. And also, I really liked Eddie. Eddie has a sad little backstory.
It's a
and
sad
he's
backstory,
cute.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think I thought about how making an intentional choice to remove one big power in a fell swoop like that would be begging for the other to become so much worse.
Yeah.
And so I decided to stop the bombs entirely and let Edie do the self-sacrifice. Also, Eddie was kind of like begging to do it, and I was just sort of I did go with that. So we stopped the nukes.
Nice. Good. I also stopped the nukes.
Oh.
But because of a different thought process of, so because I'd never played this before, I decided to play this a little bit more like I'm just playing it, because then I could experience more of it. Like I did, I will admit, reload the final Ulysses confrontation because I clicked a thing that just made him starting shooting me. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know what any of your motivations are. So I'm going to go back and try that again.
Yeah, of course.
But on thinking about it, okay, what would the Legion like me to do? They'd love me to bomb the NCR, obviously. I can't bomb the Legion because, you know, they've helped me out a lot. I am pro-Legion. I believe I am the new... like, not the new Kaiser, but I am definitely a new, like, Joshua Graham.
Right.
I wear his clothes to kill people. But if I destroy the NCR, then yay, the Legion's thing grows. But also, do you know how pissed off the NCR are going to be at me specifically if I bomb them? Ah, I would have to be in gunfights basically my whole life. I'm going to have people hunt me down.
Sure.
I'm
going to
be target number one. Do you know how scary that is to be a number one target on the NCR's list? So I elected to not. And also, is my guy an evil opportunist? Yeah. Am I going to nuke someone? No. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm not going to nuke someone. That's crazy. That's a crazy ideal. That's bad.
Right.
nuking someone means that I am part of the story, and I
right, right. You lean into the cowardice of it all.
I'm the coward. I don't want it. Yeah. It's scary. I put my hands up. I'm not touching it. Edie's like, okay, I'm going to sacrifice myself. I'm like, sick. That means I don't need to think about anything. Yeah, just kill yourself. Whatever. I'm running out of the building. I run away. I leave. And then I also elect to not bomb anyone.
Yeah.
And run. Fun thing about this, the followers of the apocalypse and the Brothers of the Steel loves you a lot if you do this. Because even though I did, however, bomb the Brotherhood of Steel in the Brotherhood of Steel storyline.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I detonated the center of their thing and blew them up and killed them all. But they are thankful that I didn't start another apocalypse, which I appreciate.
Yeah,
which is
good.
Fun and cool. And then you can talk to Ulysses afterward.
Yes, when you've like left the building.
When you've run away, yeah. You can like kind of update him on everything. I said I killed Mr. House, and he was like, thank you for killing Mr. House. It's good of you. Mr. House is an evil man. And he thinks that Mr. House is worse than anyone else. Like, he is like so anti Mr. House.
Right. And you know what? He's not wrong.
And he's not wrong. Mr. House is very evil. And he's my little baby girl. And I love him. Mentioned I killed Caesar. And then that's when he's like, Jesus fucking Christ, you fucked up so bad. That's a horrendous play. Why did you do that? Yeah, and then I talked to him about some other stuff. I don't actually don't.
Yeah.
No. I didn't bring it up with him.
So after you're done talking to him, you get just like all the other DLCs, you get a nice little epilogue thing. About how, I guess ours are probably very similar, because it's about how the Courier 6 remains in
the
Divide.
Remains in the Divide, yeah.
And then Eddie gets to voice his own, which was really cute.
Yeah.
Beep, boop, 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 boop. Yeah. Yeah. About how he sent all of the data back to his counterpart out in the Mojave, which means Edie has all my fun juices. And that he sacrificed himself for, you know, to avoid more bloodshed, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And it was cute. I think overall, you know, this is not my least favorite of the DLCs. It's just that, like, it had a lot of good juice in it in terms of, like, these conversations and these lore drops, but they all wound up feeling a little bit unclear and a little bit disorganized. And then the playthrough of it was a little bit boring. Like,
it was just on the cusp of being too tough in a game which is combat is not enjoyable. So there were a lot of times where I was like, oh, this is a fun little fight. Yay, I did it. Oh, I feel fun and accomplished. That was exciting. And then I walk 2 foot and then I die to something else. And then I have to redo the fight. And I'm like, okay, fuck this. And I put it to very easy and I just clean through everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. I still think maybe Honest Hearts is my least favorite. But this one is very close. The only reason why I like this is because I think the theming of this is really cool. And again, I really like the themes. I really like the idea
and
the kind of core heart of it.
Yes, I agree with you.
I like this kind of thought. Again, I know I've said this literally so many times in this, but that thought of one person will just make history happen by living, I think is cool. I like all the ideas of it, but I think the DLC as a whole is pretty dull.
Yeah.
there's the courier's mile, which is because whilst getting there, you do launch a nuke to another place, because the nuke has to be launched. Like, there's no way of stopping it as you're getting to Ulysses. And then that unlocks this, like, hyper, hyper difficult area called the courier's mile, which is a place with just, like, really good loot and the hardest enemies in the game. And is like, sure. And that's fine, but it's also, it was like, yeah, it's just kind of dull.
It's just kind of an excuse to have tough enemies.
I do enjoy the fact that choosing a place to nuke creates a new area in the main game.
Yes.
That's
and
really
that is also
fun.
Why I was like a little tempted, but
yeah,
I didn't.
It creates a new zone full of irradiated creatures and feral ghouls, either the NCR's home base or the Legion's home base. I think that's awesome.
That is awesome.
And that's really fun. But unfortunately, I was like, I just don't want to bomb either of the factions. I still have it in my head that I still might go independent for the final confrontation. Because I think it might be fun to go independent, but have literally no backing of any faction, just to see kind of how that plays out. I'll probably still do the Legion. Anyway, yeah, I thought it was fine. Ultimately, I think it's fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
Dead Money is still, without a doubt, my favorite. I think Dead Money is so cool because I love the horror of it all.
Yeah.
Old World Blues is obviously yours.
Yeah, Old World Blues is still the best part of this game.
Yeah.
Not just DLC-wise, yeah. It is the best part of Fallout New Vegas. But I did... The thing is, I enjoyed a lot of the conversations. I enjoyed a lot of the lore drops. I just found some of it confusing and a little bit, like, hard to parse at points.
Yes, that's my main problem, is, like... Honest Hearts doesn't have a huge amount going on, but when you talk to Joshua Graham, he just straight up tells you things.
Yes,
he tells you facts. He's very straight up.
Yeah.
Every character motivation like makes sense in a way that I think is really interesting. I enjoy characters whose motivations don't hold up to logical. Like,
well, yeah. Old World Blues is full of that. The scientists,
And I like that Ulysses has the idea of, like, he believes his thing is very straightforward. This is how I got to this conclusion. And his politics are so complicated and intertwined. He's like pro Legion, but also disses them all the time. And, you know, has this great hatred for the NCR, and his idea is like, I'm just going to bomb everyone because no one is doing a good enough job and all this shit. And I really do like that. The way that that information is delivered to you, I think is annoying. Like, instead of, I could have actually appreciated, instead of all of these minor conversations with Ulysses, one giant conversation with him at the end could have been fun. Where he just kind of lays everything out for you.
Yeah. And maybe we could have had a few of those early conversations, but not to deliver the entire story.
Yeah. Things that I think is fun about him, just in like a background kind of sense. He was originally going to be a permanent companion and the only Legion based companion. Like, his storyline was pretty much the same, but then toward the end of development they decided to cut him but keep him in the storyline, which I think is fun.
That is fun. He's a good character.
He's a good character, and I like that they give you a little bit of backstory in a way that is not intrusive to the character you've made. That's what I was worried about for a lot of the DLC. I was like, have I just got a whole backstory that they've just kind of put on my guy who I want to be shit? And they were like, no, it's not. It's fine. It's still like, you know, you're just a guy who walks. I think that's fun. But yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
It's fine. I didn't love it. I think also a little bit of me was too invested, because it's the only bit of this game I haven't played.
Right, sure.
So I was like really excited for it. Yeah. Because it's the confrontation of the couriers that I've been waiting for 15 years for. And then I was like, oh, right. Game. It's fine, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway.
Anyway.
We have 1 week left. We have 1 week left of New Vegas.
That's it. We're going to end this fucking game. We're going to
end this fucking game. And then we're going to play the last bit. And then, I mean, we know what we're doing next, right?
We know what we're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to just say what we're doing?
Yeah, we're going to go back in time. And we're going to play and we're going to play Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah, we're going to be finishing off Mass Effect and the
yeah,
most
and
recent
that's
going to
be interesting cuz I feel like that's going to be another one where we fight maybe.
Sure. I've never played it.
Me
so
either.
Now Mass Effect Andromeda is interesting because it is in the Mass Effect universe that we both know now, and it is the first game that we have played on this show that neither of us have played. So neither
That's
of us know about.
That's not true.
It. Is it
we
not?
We both blocked it out because of how horrible it
the
is,
Veil
but we
Guard.
Played Dragon Age the Veil Guard, which we had never played. And so now we have to give Mass Effect the Dragon Age treatment in playing its most controversial game in the series.
Oh my God, I actually did blank that out. That's crazy.
I know.
We spent
know.
Half a year playing that game. And I completely blacked it out of my brain. We didn't spend half a year. We spent 2 months playing it.
Not even. We hated that game so much that we sped it up into three parts. A full 60-hour game, we made it in three parts to get it out, to get it done, to finish
Jesus.
It and get it away from
Crazy.
Us.
Well, next week will be the last of the Fallen New Vegas. I have literally one mission to do.
Yep.
Which is fun. I've done everything until the last mission. So that'll be fun. And then we'll talk about our Fallout thoughts and prayers. And then after that, we'll be doing... We'll find a way to chapterize Mass Effect Andromeda, I'm sure.
You know, I haven't even bothered looking, but I feel like it's a game we can figure out 100%. How to chapter. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of excited. I'm excited because I feel like it's going to be something to yap about. In maybe a negative way, but who knows? There could be parts.
Hey,
I
listen.
Like. Who knows?
There's a lot of people that say that it is good and they do like it.
Yeah, there are those people. Hey, hit us up in the comments if you're one of those
the
people.
Comments. Yeah. Anyway, appreciate y'all. However,
bad news.
Bad news. Bad unfortunately, news. I am sorry, gang, but unfortunately.
The game
was
rigged
from the start.
Hell
yeah. I feel like that was our